Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Carly from the Blog Talk Radio Network for Daytime After Dark. It's Wednesday the 28th, I think. And tonight, there's so many explosive things we need to talk about. But first, before I say anything, I would like to say I'm so sick of breaking news. I mean, everywhere. I mean, come on, people. You don't have to break in to tell us about Boeing. And then we miss the ZH here. And now, you know, I have to TiVo at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's not the point that I can see on SoapNet later. The point is, all this breaking news stuff is irritating for me. And I'm sure it's irritating for a lot of the fans. And, you know, I just think, you know, it needs to be a little more responsible. So, my God. Okay, so, tonight's topics are, there's a lot. There's One Life to Live, Zen in a Hospital, Young and the Restless. I got some diss about Friday Night Lights. And, okay, we have some. Okay, so I will wait a moment. But I just want to say let's have fun tonight. Let's not get all serious. But I want to talk about spoilers because some of the spoilers you read is not, you know, and not true. So let me bring on my first call. Hello?
Hey.
Okay. Yeah, how do you like that? Did you hear any of it?
I did.
Okay. We have another caller which is real for us. Sorry. So I'm going to bring her, them on, I don't know who it is, but we are talking All My Children, Days of Our Life, Guiding Light? Okay, As the Return, Bold and the Beautiful, Friday Night Lights, you know, Young and the Restless, you know, I think on B&B, you know, the guy who plays Brad is the M.O. Zook. So let me bring on the first call. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. You never. Wait. I don't think you've called in before, have you?
No, I have not.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Tanya.
Oh my God, Tanya! I'm so happy! Yay!
I told you I'd call in, Corey.
Well, I know, but I just didn't know. You know, I mean. Life gets busy and, you know, so on. So, are you happy or sad or whatever with some of your soaps?
Oh.
Let us know, because right now I'm fuming and I'm sick of all these spoilers because I don't think half of them are true. Okay, Brittany, I'm not giving any spoilers away, but even they are trying to make the Jason and Liz fans freak out. And I don't think we have to freak out. I think they are just doing this because Jonathan is back. So what do you think?
Well, am I happy that he's back? Yes. But do
okay.
I want him with Liz? No. Okay, I'm sorry.
Amen, amen, no. Amen to that. Amen to, you know what, I'm glad I am not the only one that is feeling this. Because... Yeah, go on, Tanya.
He has no... Okay. They're trying to recapture chemistry of Liz and Lucky back when they were teenagers. I'm sorry. It doesn't work.
Well,
compared to Lucky right now, looks like his older sister, maybe his mother. I mean, his older sister.
That's why...
I'm sorry. I don't see a chemistry there. Now, Jonathan with Tony Garry. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there you got Luke and Lucky, the original. You got that magic right there. But the magic is not there as him playing a family man. I'm sorry. He was made to be, you know, out adventurous, doing everything that Luke does.
He was never gonna be a cop. I mean,
no.
Think about that. That was like the most ridiculous storyline. A couple of them, but him being a cop, he looks younger than Lulu to me. Maybe I'm seeing things.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Nope. You're not. Okay. You're not seeing things because that's what I'm seeing. Okay. I have not watched this show live in over a year. Well, it'll be here next month. But I do YouTube scenes. I watch this on YouTube. I won't see because I do not support anything ABC right now. And it's France's fault. I'm sorry, but.
Well, yeah, and that's
my show has been hijacked for over a year. This man has done nothing.
Yeah, thank you, amen to that, because and please, no one send me any more hate mail. It's not that I hate Kelly Monaco, but she doesn't have to be in every scene. And I know you haven't watched it for over a year, but she's in every scene, and it's just like. You know, when they make Elizabeth out to be either this helpless character or the slut.
Okay. Now, see, this is the thing I have so many.
I don't think. Okay, go on.
Because of what they're doing now, the writing, it's gotten a little better, but it's still horrible.
Yeah.
They're making Liz to. being between the dark dork, which
thank
is
you,
and Luckless, which is JJ. I don't care. They can bring him back and put on. I am never going to forget what that man has done, what that character's done over the last 10 freaking years. I don't care. All they did was just put took out the old one and put the original one back. Still same story, still same backdrop. Don't care. I don't want him with her, and I sure don't want him, Liz with Nicholas, because Nicholas is a selfish ass. I'm sorry.
No, God, thank you, because
he's playing the dangerous game right now. He's messing around. He still has feelings for freaking Emily. He's still loving Emily. He still loves Rebecca, whatever you want to say. I don't care if they're saying it's about revenge. It's not about revenge. That man loves her. She hurt him. Now he wants to hurt her back.
Yeah,
Liz is just a distraction.
Somewhere
to put his emotions at so he doesn't have to feel anything. The same thing Liz is doing because she's trying to avoid what's really going on in her heart. She's still in love with Jason.
I know.
She doesn't.
I'm sorry it's real on this show, but no shit. I mean, anytime you take a really good, powerful couple and break them up and give them with three idiots, you are sitting there thinking, what in the heck are you going to do next to us? And so I'm sorry, and I know I'm a host, and I know I'm supposed to be a poster and everything, but when it comes to Jason and Liz, that has gone out the window from the entire 10 years that Jason and Liz had the chemistry. They had everything. God, they had the eye sex. Nobody else on TV had the eye sex but this couple. And you can tell me that they don't love each other anymore. You can tell me that they really wanted to walk away. No, and then they are with three idiots, Lucky, Nicholas, and Slut. That's what I called Sam, and I know I shouldn't.
Well, I don't call her that either. I call her the happy walking hooker.
Yeah.
She looks like a damn Chia Pet. I don't know. I have so many names for her, but I don't feel like getting negative about her right
no,
now.
No, no, no. But yeah.
The way GH, well, right now, they're giving us teases right now. They're trying really hard to bring us back in. They are trying really hard because they need us Liaison fans.
Oh, no, say that.
They need us really, really bad.
What they should have thought of that December 12th when they broke all of our hosts, because they do not need to break up people. I saw it so many times on the show, they do not need to break up.
Now, honestly, look at this. Let's see. They got the couple from hell that ain't
yes.
pulling in. Actually, all the couples they got going on right now aren't pulling in any damn ratings. The only couple that's ever in the freaking history of this damn show in 46 years have got, and I don't mean when they went into cancellation back in the 70s, this is the only damn couple that I know of that has gotten a 1.6, a 1.7.
Okay,
go ahead, Corey.
Are you telling me that Jason and Sam has gotten the lowest rating ever by
yeah.
a 1.5?
Okay, not a 1.5. The only time it's ever been a 1.5 is when on repeats, repeated episodes on holidays. No, the lowest they've ever gotten is a 1.6, and that was for their... he was talking with her about Michael when he was in the hospital, and he gave her a backward wave, and
yeah.
He had his back to her. She was talking to his back. He was talking to the damn wall because he sure wasn't looking at her. But that's
you know,
the only time that they ever got a 1.6. They're highly public pimpage, whatever. That whole love fest, sex fest thing that they did for months, that they had promos for at least a month, got nothing more than a 1.7. Liaison Legends got 2.7, got a 2.7 or higher for the Night of Passion. We have gotten, our straddle scene has gotten us a 2.5 or higher. Anything that Liaison's done has been over 2.5 and higher. GH wishes to God that they get the ratings that they get, that we brought in. The Carnival,
yep.
only half,
yeah.
half of Liaison, because it was split, but half of Liaison fans, we got it up to a 2.0. I mean, our love story is what's bringing in the viewers. It's what viewers want to see. They don't want to see all this mob crap. They sure don't want to see Jason messing around with his child endangering, happy hooker, happy walking on the corner hooker.
Yeah.
We don't want to, I mean, all other characters. Sunny's been destroyed because of the Claudia crap. This whole entire storyline has been going on for
Sunny,
a year.
Sunny was destroyed that moment, in my opinion, that he let Michael going to the building with him in that slug cage and with bodyguards. That was, come on. You know, and then he wanted to blame Jason on this. No, Sunny, you did that.
Yeah, okay. I agree with you that Sunny is responsible for Michael getting, Claudia put out the hit. Ian carried out the hit. He didn't know. It was an accidental thing.
No, I know. I know
yes,
that, but
I... It was an accident. Yeah, it was an accidental shooting. She's an accidental child endangerer. Okay, that's what Claudia is. Kate, I like her better than all the women that he's been with, except with the exception of Brenda.
Okay.
Lily. Brenda and Lily. Him and Carly, they fight too damn much for me, so...
See, for me, I like it, but everyone, is, entitled to their opinion on my show, but it just angers me that we are in this place because of Fawn and Goose are not getting off their butt and figuring out, Oh, there's a couple of love story. And okay, why don't we give Robin and Patrick a private eye investigation while we are at it when they are supposed to be doctors? Sorry.
Yeah, well, it's bad. It's bad enough. It's bad enough that they have. Oh crap! Look, the ones I want together, I don't even like Lulu. I don't want Lulu with anybody but Johnny.
Oh, okay.
I can't stand that. I can't stand that backstabbing trick, Olivia. I can't stand her.
Well, you know what? I mean,
she is a Kate wannabe. She came in and ripped off Kate's story. I don't want her nowhere near Johnny. I don't want, because her and Johnny is just gross. I don't care. People like that cougar love. Well, that cougar love don't work for me. It may work on Bold and the Beautiful for Owen and Jackie, but
oh yeah, that mine doesn't work there.
No, it doesn't work on GH. No,
no.
Right now, GH is in a world of hurt because their ratings.
You know. and you know what? But the thing I've been saying, and I wanted to make a point at the top of my show tonight, that even if you read spoilers about, you know, what's coming up, I don't believe half of them anymore because I've kind of did some research, and, you know, people are freaking out that, you know, Jason's going to be with her forever. Wait a moment. No, he's not. There's going to be a turnaround, people, and you just want to throw in the towel every time you hear about bad spoilers, and half of the time they are not true.
Oh, I know, because the biggest place to have the most, and I call them out on it every day that I get a chance to, and that is Daytime Dish, The Devil's Den. That place has more, they have no insiders. Everybody's freaking fake as hell. And they have nothing but damn Jay Skate hand holders. I call them out on my board. I call them out on Twitter. Don't tell me. They don't like me very much there because I'm going to tell you the truth. Because if you look at what's on your screen, your couple sucks and they're tanking. Hell, I have never seen one damn couple that can turn. That could turn off, take them within the next 24 hours to lose 300,000 people in 24-hour period.
Sorry.
They, look, they can't, and the way that it's going on with General Hospital, they can't promo them, because if they promo them, they lose viewers.
And then they try
to sneak them in. They take her name out and try to sneak them in there.
Yeah.
That don't work either, because somehow everybody knows.
Yeah, I mean, this is, like, ridiculous because of the fact of the matter is, with me, I see everything that is going on. And even, you know, someone emailed me tonight all upset and she wasn't calling in. Because she was going to bed because what she read on the canvas. And I thought about it for a moment, and I thought, wait a moment. You know, sometimes how do we know if spoilers are real? Even though, you know, it is by Jason and this fan, but how do we know that the other camp didn't sneak up and put something there? And I hate it that people get morally upset because half of the time, even on Jason and Liz boats, has been, I mean, not wrong, but, you know, they are freaking out about Lucky here. And, Jason has to be with Sam a while longer because Lucky, though. No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Tanya. Luke just witnessed the Niz kiss. Come on now. Now, she just ran out of there. She couldn't sleep with Lucky. This whole thing's about to blow up. I'm not exactly sure how far. See, they need ratings. They need it bad.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how this week does, well, next week's ratings does. They can't test it. They're going to, well, we knew they were going to try to test them, but too many people are not liking it. You know.
I mean, how in the heck?
He looks like a kid, damn it. He looks like a damn kid. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you know,
yes.
He's a great actor, but he looks like a damn kid compared to Rebecca needs. Okay, let's put it this way. Liz needs a man, not a boy. Liz needs
exactly
a man.
Exactly my whole point.
The man that captured her heart 10 years
yes.
ago that
yes.
has not ever been able to let go.
Yes.
Jason.
Thank you.
And the happy hooker needs to go to hell on somewhere because I don't care if they actually, honestly, I have never hated anyone before in my life.
You. I am so with you. Yes.
I have the living, breathing hate for two people that I've never, ever met in my life.
Yeah, me too.
I don't care
too.
If they backburn this chick. They have to because she can't act. I'm sorry. She went to do a freaking a group volunteer thing. How the hell do you say something like, oh, it's better for the kids, it means more to the kids than it does to us. If you didn't want to be there, why the hell are you there?
Wait.
Oh,
she was complaining about it?
Oh, yeah, there's an article on, go on to welovesoaps.com. You'll see the article.
Wow. No, the thing for now is, the tide is turning because, you know, every Jonathan Jackson fan out there, I'm not saying anything mean. I'm just saying this is not working. He looks like he's still 18 or 17. Or he looks younger than Lulu. And he's supposed to be the older brother. I mean, yeah, so is there any other shows that you are mad as heck about too, or are you this mad about ZH? Because I can understand your frustration. Tanya?
Yeah, I'm still here. I really do hate. I love GH. I've invested 25 years. It will be 26 years next month. But in all the time that I've watched GH, I have never ever turned it off until last year.
Last year was
the first time I've turned it off, and
wow.
I have. Now I come from five generations. My grandmother watched it. My mother and her three sisters watched this. Now. All my mother and her three sisters each have three daughters. We each have daughters of our. We each have at least 2 to 3 daughters of our own who watch this freaking show. And that's a lot of viewers.
Yeah,
as soon as this happened, I called my whole entire family. I was like, forget it. You know, turn it off. Don't support anything. Now my house is a Nelson house. I have Nelson boxes.
What?
Oh, yeah. So.
How in the heck did you get so lucky? I've always wanted to talk to a Nelson waiting person.
Don't ask me how to. As long as I push the damn button on the box before I watch whatever show I'm going to watch, or my DVRs, I have, in my house, I have four TVs. One in my bedroom. One in my bedroom, and I have two of my girls' rooms. So they each have cable boxes. They each have DVRs.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're talking about my ratings, which, Nelson plus a DVR.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. Because, you know, I haven't totally stop watching it because, you know, I'm still interested in some other characters on the show, but, you know, I do fast for Who because she makes me want to go in the bathroom and throw up every time she's on the freaking screen.
I can't get past if this chick was not on the show, I could probably watch it. I'd have to turn it off every time the freaking Niz crap came on, because I can't watch that either. I hate Niz, I hate J Skank, and I sure enough hell hate LL whatever, what is it, 2016,
oh, no, it's about,
I don't know,
tries
that they've had with this couple, no, I'm sorry. I can't watch GH, I don't support anything ABC related, I don't watch anything Disney related.
Oh, God.
I'm pissed. Yeah, this man who hijacked my show has turned me off of everything.
Oh,
to do with ABC.
Oh, my
Disney.
Gosh. I still watch Grey's Anatomy. That would be hard for me. Goodbye.
I watch nothing. My kids are mad at me. I got a 14-year-old who's mad at me because she can't watch the Disney Channel or something. There's a Disney band. There's a Disney band, ABC band in my house. It's been going on for a year. And my daughters are liaison fans as well as their mother.
Okay.
Right now I'm watching all of the CBS soaps, so I can't watch Days of Our Lives.
Why can you watch Days? Now I'm curious about
I haven't watched Days in 3 years.
Okay.
And it's because of one storyline that happened over there.
Oh, come on, please tell me. I really want to know. What do you have for you for dates?
I'm in for the long hauls for these freaking couples that it takes forever for them to get married.
Okay,
I waited 14 years.
But look at
some family. Years. Yes. I'm a Lumi fan.
Yes, thank you.
I'm a Lumi fan, yes.
Me too. Me too,
I've watched them from the scheming teams that they were, going against Austin and Carrie. I've watched them all the way up until that freaking who's a when she got raped by.
Yeah,
I don't care how, I don't see how people can actually like that couple when he did what he did. I don't care.
Thank you.
I don't care
where
you go. I will never ever support that. Until I see Sammy and Lucas get back together, I will not watch Days. And I know a lot about Days. I'm talking about, they got Vivian Alchemane back. They got Sammy.
I know.
They have freaking Carly back. I want to see her and Hope go at it over Bo. Come on now. They brought back.
I have a question on the Vivian thing. Remember that brothers he was married to, if anyone knows the brother's name, call 347-850-8721, because I want to, remember Vivian went off to marry her brother the housekeeper that she was with. Brittany, did you know?
He was always with Vivian, involved in her schemes.
I don't think he's coming back.
Oh.
Since you do watch CBS, Tanya, I have a couple questions for you.
Okay. Why me?
Yes. Because I love the way you say things. You are one of our best callers of probably our whole time. Now we've been on the air within 6 weeks, so keep calling us. You want to add the routines, right?
Yes.
Okay. They killed Brad, right? Oh, he
yes.
was, okay.
He died with Katie in the room because he got shot by Jack, and it was...
He got shot by his own brother?
Yeah. Because... Crap. Because Ralph, who's played by the old
Alan
Quartermain, he shot at Jack at the door, and Jack went into training and he shot Brad instead of hitting Ralph, he hit Brad. Brad was only there to go try to find Katie because Katie had had the baby while she's in the locked up in the warehouse because of Ralph.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He died yesterday.
Because once again, I really like Austin Peck. And I'm like, he's a great actor and you're finally him? That sucks.
It wouldn't if you knew what he did, so.
Okay, I'm all ears. We have no other callers, so let me, what did he do?
Oh, according to the rumor that he cheated with the coworker and that's how it, oh, yeah. Well, I'm not sure if that's true or not,
but this
is what was the rumor. But, yeah, he's gone. He died off, so they're not going to recast him.
Well, good. Okay, and you watched Young and the Restless, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, see, because you were a Xenia Hospital fan, and now you're Young and the Restless, okay.
I've watched Young and the Restless since Nikki first came on.
Okay, see, my thing is, and, you know, I love Nick and Fierce. I'm a Nick and Fierce, you know, mm-hmm. kick. I don't know.
You like
you
Nick and Phyllis? You like,
yeah.
See, I don't.
Okay, fine.
I love Nick and Sharon. See, I have
oh,
this
God.
Thing for these freaking doomed couples, don't I?
Yeah, I think you do. but no, but the thing is, I mean, we don't have to always agree on couples. But my point I was trying to make with GH and Y and all, because it's kind of the same triangle in a way. But in a way, it's not. But what I'm saying, that after Nick breaks up with Sharon, oh, Fierce, they all in the damn scene the next day. Or the day after, or whatever. But when you have Xenia Hospital, what, Elizabeth and Jason cannot be in the same scene for over a year?
Yeah, I get your point, because
okay.
Nick, Sharon, and Phyllis is the perfect kind of triangle.
Yeah, okay,
because
so you... Yeah.
They remind you of what Liz and Jason should be doing. But see,
mm-hmm.
that's the difference between Young and the Restless and
I know.
Y&R.
Oh, I know, but it's just, to me, it irritates the heck out of me because I know this, Tanya, I feel like they have no other place to go but give us Jason and Liz back, because if they don't, they're waiting, they're going to sink into the Titanic, and then a hospital will be off, because no one wants to see Jason and Sam anymore. I want to see Claudia killed by Jason. That is just my, you know, my preference.
Nah, Jason's not going to do it.
Okay, I haven't watched it all week, and we have breaking news today here, so I do not get to see. I have to record it on Subnet tonight, but I was hoping Jason would do it because of the point. I just, you know, go. So, yeah, people say, oh, Claudia should be spared, blah, blah, blah. Claudia is no different from Sam, people. Claudia and Sam, I lump them both together. You know, okay, can we see Claudia pay for her crime? And then can we see Sam pay for her crime? Because rumor has it, Sam is on the Even Devlin tape. Did you hear about that? Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm hearing a lot of things. I'm not exactly sure, but I know they brought JJ back, but he wasn't. It's not for LL2. I think it's just to blow it up so that permanent lock is broken. And
I think they brought Lucky back to Kim for the original.
No. They're gonna
have
him with. He's gonna be mostly paired with Luke. For they have to redeem Luke, because after that Ethan. That Ethan storyline that trashed Lola Marwin's history. Yeah, pretty much his fans are too, his fans and Laura fans are too ticked off for that. They don't.
Oh.
They need to try to bring in. General Hospital needs to bring in everybody. Right now, they're about to give some trouble to Carly.
Oh,
is gonna
okay.
Find out. Yep,
oh,
she's gonna find out about. She's gonna find out the truth about Claudia and Jack's protecting.
Claudia.
Yeah, Jack's
and
protecting
Olivia.
Claudia. Well, not Claudia, but he's protecting Olivia and he's protecting Jack. I mean, for Jerry.
And
he's not protecting Claudia. But you see, if he needs to tell her the truth. She's gonna. You know how Carly is. She'll feel betrayed and then blow up city. She's about to have that kid.
I know. I love Carly, and a lot of people diss me for it, but I don't care.
I can't get behind. I like Laura Wright because she brings a maturity to Carly, but still, she can't do it like. I've only liked two Carlys.
Damn, this has
Sarah
been my
Brown,
favorite. Okay.
With Sarah Brown and Tamara Brown.
Yeah.
Tamara Brown. Yeah. But
yeah.
Is that enough?
Yeah.
Tamara.
But no, see my. But there was one that only lasted like 10 minutes, and then I recasted her. But the thing is,
there
I love
four Carlys.
Yeah, I love this Carly, but that is just me, and I'm crazy, and I'm on the Jason and Liz wagon because I'm not giving up. This couple deserves it. We deserve having fans back. And before Jason and Sam fans say, "Oh, well, we already had our shot," BS. You know what? You guys are on your third try at this. And you know what? You guys are not looking. There's nothing there. Sam is the most hated character on that show, and Lucky is boring.
Wow. Well, I'm not going to argue on that because she
you.
Is because you have no idea. It sparked one hell of a debate on Twitter. About this character.
Really?
I don't like her. I'm never gonna like her. There's no way they can redeem her in our.
They never cannot redeem. Yeah, I agree with you.
They whitewashed
her.
No, they see. There's a big difference. They whitewashed her.
Oh yeah.
They whitewashed her, not redeemed her, because redeeming is too. There is no way in hell that anybody's gonna buy her act because she's a child endangering. she endangered two children on purpose, and from there she's not gonna get any forgiveness. As far as I know, there's quite a few. Let's see, Robin and Patrick, they're about to get some trouble in the form
what?
Of Pat. Yeah, Patrick's ex girlfriend.
Oh
hell!
Okay.
With the kid too.
What were we? Is that his kid?
Well,
I mean, if it's like
I don't know. I don't know. It could be. It could be. I don't know. These are spoilers are coming out. I mean, we've had so many positive liaison drops this morning, this today, and then we had some.
You know what? The way I
is out in full force. The hand-holding for Jay Skank, whatever, they have hand-holders out in full force, trying to hold. They can see the writing on the wall. There is no way, there's nothing left to do. They have, what, a dead baby who isn't even his.
That's right. Yeah, oh, my God, that was Sunny.
His character, let's put it this way, the golden boy is not golden anymore. We love Jason. I love him. I do, and I support him.
I
can't look at him. I will vote for him.
Okay.
I will do whatever. I'll write letters and whatever, but I cannot sit there. I will not sit there and watch it because I can't. Because that's not the Jason I know for 18 years.
You know why I just
figured. Well, not 18 years for me, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. But you know why I just figured out today? When you say Ray Ross you know, Vaiva Sam. They did, because Jason and Sam had never had that conversation about, oh, you set up to kidnap Jake, and you never once apologized for it. And then they never had that discussion, oh, you're Lucky Bar in the Russian mobs. It wasn't Jason's fault, it was Sam and Lucky's. But they have never had that talk either. That's what I call it about whitewashing this, you know. They got together so fast before any of us could blink. And I'm like, wait a moment, you guys have never talked about what she has done. You have never yelled at her. I mean, a year ago.
That's the biggest pink elephant in there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because a year ago, he went to her apartment, my favorite scene of all Zeno Hospital, probably because I'm demented a little, is if you ever go near Elizabeth L. and the boys, I will kill you. My favorite scene that they can, you know? And then a year and a half later, they are sleeping together. And you know that sleeping together in July, okay, that was sick enough, because how could Jason really have sex when a building fell on him? You know, I wish someone would, you know, have a building fall on someone that I know, just to see if, you know, sex is possible. An hour later. I would really love to know that.
He's a Superman now, okay? Honestly, he's not. So I'm not worried.
I don't mean that.
What I want is that it's been a year. It's been almost a year. I want my couple back. I want it back.
And you know what? We will.
I'm not settling for this little simple, quick, put together. No, I want a real storyline about them.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they have, let's see, they got JJ's Return, which will probably bump the ratings up a little. But it's going to end up just like the carnival thing. It's going to rise a little, and then it's going to drop real quick. I mean, they need something stable, but they're not getting anything stable. Nobody's liking them. They're not liking any of the couples that are on. And as soon as those two are on, they lose people fast.
Yeah, they do. And oh, by the way, I don't know if I announced it. No, we were off fail by the time this news happened. Natasha Livingston, I'm saying her name right?
She's leaving too.
Okay, fine. I try and be a good little hostess and, you know, and say, but you know why? Well, then I'm like, you bring her back to play the stupid character Rebecca that I never liked, and she's leaving,
you know. They never return, period.
You know, so.
It was like Rebecca butting on All My Children. They messed up big time. They haven't even put out the opening credits. JJ's Return was yesterday. And it's Greg Bond in it.
Okay.
Yep. He still is Lucky Spencer. Greg Bond. With a voiceover, yeah.
I heard from a lot of people that they kept referring to Lucky as, oh, my brother is here. Oh, Lucky's back, or whatever. And people were getting kind of annoyed with that, too. I have never been a Lucky fan. I mean, this, for me, I just, you know, maybe when he was little, he was cute. But when they brought Jacob Young in, I didn't really care for that character. And when, you know, they brought up Greg Vaughn, you know, I was hooked on Jason and Liz. So Lucky had never, I mean, yeah, Lucky is history because of Luke and Laura. But now, you know, I was done with Lucky and Liz 2 marriages ago in the file. I was done because, you know, this cover is boring. You know, and you cannot recapture a childhood love like that. No, no one lives still love Jason like, you know, the heartbeat. And I found it very interesting, like the 1 second they got thrown in Seattle today was when Lucky said to look, well, you know, it doesn't matter to me that I have no biological kids with Elizabeth. Those are my kids. And
oh, the DNA thing, I know.
Yeah, so of course I screamed at the TV. I'm like, you asked.
Well, you could scream at the TV. Well, I would have screamed. I mean, come on now. I mean, they've been giving us reminders of Levon for the last, what, 2 months? They've been ripping off every liaison scene to give to the J Skanks, and
yeah,
they can't pull it in like we can.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, you know, Lucky's return is this a return, and
yeah,
you know, and then they are bringing on James Franco,
yeah,
who's only
taping for 3 days, so they're gonna try to. Yeah, he's only taping for 3 days. He's only gonna be there for three days. He's taping for 3 days, and they're stretching it out for, like, 2 months, or some his return for 2 months. I mean, his actual being on the show for 2 months. But the thing with the JJ thing, I mean, between yesterday and today, we've gotten more mentions of Jason and Jason, Jake, and Liz. They're always saying about Liz's affair with Jason. See, he should not be worried about, because, let's see, Luke and Lucky talked today about Liz and him wanting the same thing. And he talked with Nick about Nick just wants to get in her pants.
Exactly.
We just want Lucky to get his. I just want them, what I really want him to do is blow the damn couple of her. Blow them up. That's all I want. I don't want J Skank. I don't want Niz. I don't want LL2. I want to be able to actually sit down and watch my damn show. I haven't seen the damn show live. I haven't seen live in almost a year.
You know, Tanya, I really want you to come one night and be my little co-host one night because, you know, right now you are saying everything that I've been feeling for the past, like, 7 months been, you know, holding in because I don't want to offend anyone. And a friend told me that, who's also a soap author, stop apologizing for how you feel about any character you like on the soap. It's not any dig on them. It's how you personally feel.
Oh,
and
I personally feel if I could get that transpired, I would. But
you know what? And
I have a physical hate for two people that I've never met in my life. And
I know, me
good.
Too. Me I, too. I mean, yeah, for me, it's like, okay, I mean.
Now, I'm excited to see what Sarah Brown is going to bring to Bold and the Beautiful. You know, I found this kind of funny. Three actors that left this damn show have gotten picked up, two by CBS and one by the CW.
Oh, which one by the CW?
Oh, Greg Vaughn, he's doing a. Oh, actually, two. Make
oh,
that three.
Hold on.
Make that four going over there because Sebastian Roach, he has a show.
Okay,
on the,
yeah, that's what I was gonna bring up is
he has a thing on there, and he has and Greg Vaughn just got picked up something over there. So let's see.
Oh yeah.
But you got four. Yeah. 2 weeks after Sarah Brown announced that she was out of there, she was leaving GH, she got picked up by Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah, oh my,
two
you
weeks,
know what?
Not even 2 weeks after Rick from Rick Hurst got, Rick Hurst got put down to recurring. He got a call from Bold and the Beautiful. He got a call from Brad Bell, and he went over to Bold and the Beautiful. And I see him damn near every damn day, so I kind of like, you know, I like my CBS soaps.
You know what?
That's why General House, that's why Young and the Restless has been kicking General House's ass in the ratings for the last 20 years. So, I'm sorry. They know how to use their whole entire cast.
You know, yeah, they do. And you know what? But they don't over. But they don't overuse.
Nope,
but they don't overuse. Yeah, but they don't overuse someone.
No.
Like, I don't like Adam. And I personally, I mean, that's the third person I've never met in my life that
no,
I want to
I don't
throw.
Like him either.
Okay, I want to throw eggs at him, and I know that sounds very childish, but I just don't like him. And he bugged me, and I thought about this one day. I'm like, Adam and Claudia could get together and get blown up, and I would love to see it.
Honestly, when Claudia I think everybody's, well, I don't know. I want to see what Sarah Brown can do. I've seen her act. I know she can do this.
Oh, yeah,
she
I know.
She can act.
But given
I want they screwed up her return when she came on as Claudia and GH. Hopefully, Brad Bell and Bold and Beautiful do her justice and let her act. You know, bring that good
and
quality
you know what?
Out.
I mean, I would really like seeing Sarah Brown and Rick Coast
play
reunite on B&B because they dropped that story. I was looking forward to some Claudia and Rick time because okay.
Actually, let's see, the storyline, was it the drug storyline was supposed to go to Rick, but somehow ended up with the Tia Pet, ended up in it. Yeah, she kind of overexposed herself. Oh, yeah.
Okay, and you know what? Okay, you know what, people, and I'm not bashing on Kelly Monaco, and you
I'm not even going to call that witch's name. I can't call her name. I won't call her by her name.
Okay,
but
for me right now, where I'm sitting, even Jason and Sam fans are not happy with Jason and Sam. I've heard that too. And so, come on, people, you put two people together that is like glue on rubber that really sucks. And we are supposed to, what, believe in them? Okay, no. Sam is a little hoe, slut that has never paid for anything she has done. That is just, you know, she doesn't need to be in every little scene. That's how I'm feeling. So, yeah, I just, you know, I think you are a very amazing person because of the fact I couldn't do the ABC tour band. You know, if I want, I mean, I could try, but then I would break it for Grey's Anatomy and all that. So,
if I want to watch anything, I won't even watch on ABC.com or Honolulu. I can watch it on YouTube. I don't have to miss my episode to, you know, I can just catch it up another time. I just can't. I won't support them. I'm sorry. I can't.
No, I mean, and, you know, I think it's about time that, you know, people. So when you were saying the positive, the liaisoners, how positive was it?
For me? I don't know. I've been looking at the trends. I've been watching the spoilers come out. You know, I don't believe anything until I see it on my screen.
Okay,
and
so no.
There's way too many of us versus.
Okay, can you either Twitter me it or Facebook me it or something? Because I don't want to read it myself. Because I don't want to read, like, all the spoilers and then get mad. I just want to read the good ones. I hate reading the bad ones.
I will email it to you. I'll email it to
you. You know, I just think right now that, you know, it's funny that Dave is, like, I don't know if Dave is beating General Hospital, but
yeah,
we're not.
They pulled away from him last week. Actually, they've been constant. That they've gained viewers. They've gone up in the demos. They've got good. And with this Carly return, that's gonna be like, it's gonna push them way over than what they're doing now.
You know, because
they got,
I thought I thought Carly died once he left. See, this is why I thought, oh, am I just thinking of another character? I thought Carly left, like in a weird way, and, you know, so when I saw her come back.
They've had that poor woman, they've had Marlena, possessed by the damn devil, so anything is possible, and I mean, anything is possible, so I'm looking at it like this. The way I'm looking at it is they're bringing out all their good guns.
Yeah, well, they're writing, right now
they have the writing to support what they're doing. They have the writing. They have the writing and they have the good actors to back this up. They don't have some kind of weak stuff going on. They're doing good.
Well,
people are interested. The only reason last week that GH actually gained was because of the holiday. Other than that, they're down the pre-comparable days where they were getting 1.8 and 1.9.
Not to sound dumb, what holiday was it?
Columbus Day.
Okay.
Last Monday was Columbus Day.
Okay.
But as I'm saying is, look, Days has good stories going on. Now let's see. I believe as the world turns, it's going to start getting good again. Brad is dead. Okay, we got Brad is dead, but we have Mara West who plays Carly. She's coming back. She's coming back in, and when she comes in, there goes the scheming and eventual.
I got a question about that. Okay, because. I guess they addressed how dying on that show, even though the character, you know, died last summer, right? Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How did they do it? Because I didn't see. I just heard about on, like, one of the websites that they were doing it. I'm like, oh, okay. Was it done good or was it... Done bad. The only reason I'm asking is when a character like died in real life and you have to kill them off, sometimes it's done so bad. You're like you could just put them in the attic for a couple more years.
I understand what you're saying, but yeah, the way they killed Brad off was good. I was crying.
What about Al? Because I thought they had Adam's dad or stepfather die. Yeah.
Oh, Adam. No. You. I know who you.
Yeah.
Not Adam. It's on
Everton. Yeah.
Parker's dad.
Yeah.
Hal Munson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was the police commissioner. Yeah, when he died, oh, Lord.
Okay.
Good.
It was good. And
oh, yeah, it was really good.
And it was handled. Okay, because sometimes when they, you know, like, you know, how they did Lila's on Zeno Hospital, you know, it took a couple of months. Even though we knew also that Lila passed away in real life, it took them a couple of months to write that story in. And
yeah, because it was Lila was one of the
I still miss her because I loved her telling Edward this is shut up, but this, you know, to be nice to people or whatever. And I've heard rumors, and since you know everything.
I don't know everything.
I know some things. But is it true that they are killing Edward off in November?
He wants to retire.
Okay, so they will kill...
The gentleman that plays John Ingle, who plays Edward Quartermain, he wants to retire. So
they are going to kill...
I'm not exactly... I'm not exactly sure how they're going to do that for him. I have no idea what they're going to do for him. He can, I'm hoping that he gets to meet, gets to know that Jake is his great-grandson.
That's what
before.
I wonder. You know what? You know what I just figured out? Monica knows about Jake.
No, she doesn't know.
What?
She doesn't know yet.
Yeah. I thought she knew because of, Jason, like, was about to tell when she was in rehab or something.
Yeah, he was going to tell her, but he
didn't. Okay. But no, but I think when the Coleman's find out, I think that will be a really good, storyline, just because I think Edward feels like he made mistakes.
It's one of the worst-kept secrets in Port Charles.
What, Tanya, I am so sick of, every week they are saying, oh, they are going to do Zeke's paternity. Okay, people out there, they are never going to do Zeke's paternity because they would have done it already. You know, and the kid looks more like Jason than the ugly Lucky, both of them. Sorry, but, it's just, the Sam fans are jealous of the fact that Liz and Zacy had a kid and she can never get pregnant, which I'm very thankful for.
Well, right now, all I'm seeing is they can't keep holding out because there's nothing sick. There's not one couple on there right now that's rootable to actually watch. As soon as either Jay Skank, Niz, or even LL2 comes on, people tune out because they're getting tired of the same damn thing. This Claudia storyline has been going on for a year. Now they're about to kill her off. The highest rating days was when that car crash happened.
Yeah.
Right before they went to the kids went to Mexico.
Yeah.
Those first 2 days, the first 2 days they tuned in to see if she was going to die. As soon as they found out she wasn't going to die, they tuned right out. They lost over 700,000 people by the end of the week. That's how bad this is. Everybody is tired. We're tired of all these storylines going on and on and on and on. Okay, so what? You got Jason, who's had a building drop on him, has had two damn bullet wounds, and for some odd reason has lost his damn mind.
Okay, by the way, he never had the bullets pulled out on him either. I mean, they never got the bullet out on him.
I think they did. I think the trick. I don't know how the hell she got it out, but she got it out.
Number one, people thought it should have been Liz there and not Sam, because Sam could have killed him, because number one, she's not a nurse. And
look, they tried to give her all this thing, that some sort of a damn background. They tried to give her this, that, and every damn thing else. Ain't nobody but.
I mean, if you ask me,
She can't do what Elizabeth can do.
No, she can't. No, she cannot. She cannot do what Elizabeth can do.
Oh my God.
What?
Well, here's an exclusive. Well, Greg Vaughn is now. He's now making. He's on actually 90210. On the CW, he got the job. I'm happy for him. He got the job. He got the shaft from. He got the shaft from GH again, but he still turned around and got a job. Oh, congratulations! Congratulations.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, but what made me mad? They did not have to fire Greg Vaughn, and the way they did that.
He sucked his lucky. I don't really care about him. I'm not trying. It has nothing about trying to be nice to him or trying to be to suck up to him. I didn't like him playing Lucky. The only time that I've actually found him good at tape, it was when during his drug storyline. That was something
yeah,
good
me
for
too.
Him. But other than that, he sucked. Sorry. I don't like him at being Lucky. I don't like JJ's Lucky. I didn't like Jonathan Young's Lucky. I don't care if any one of them, I don't want them. I want Liz with Jason in a real storyline about her and the boys and let them freaking figure out how to be a family, how he can balance being a hitman and a freaking hitman mob enforcer. Well, right
you
now, he's actually not a hitman mob enforcer because right now he's actually a little girl. P.I.
Nice.
Oh, if I could be nice, I could call him. I love Jason Morrigan's character, but they have ruined him. They have destroyed destroyed his character. His popularity is down. You got some very angry people.
I'm aware of that because I'm angry too, because this should not be happening because of, you know what,
we warned them time and time again. There was no way in hell, I don't know where the hell they come up with this stuff at. There
mm-hmm.
was no way in hell that anybody was going to accept that trick and Jason as a couple, considering she purposely endangered his damn son.
Mm-hmm.
She watched him get kidnapped. She actually hired two men with guns to ambush her and her two children in a park. I don't care if the guns were fake. I don't care if they were real. What the thing is, it was the intent she did. She deliberately hurt Jason, and she deliberately hurt Liz in order because she was hurt. Because I don't care. I don't buy that moment of weakness crap. I would see if it was me. I'd moment of weakness my foot all up in the ass. That's the way it would work.
Because, you know, another thing that I will never, ever, ever understand is, you know, she was almost okay to watch when they put Sam and Lucky together because, you know, then they were both off all couple. But the moment they broke up Sam and Lucky, I could feel them all over again because it's like, why? You know, why? You know what? Sam doesn't have chemistry with anyone. Okay, she can sleep around, but she doesn't have chemistry.
I told you what she was. She is a happy walking, the corner walking happy hooker.
You know, and you know, it's funny that we kind of, well, that I did, you know, way back in 2000 and whatever when she was on Dancing with the Stars because she was from Dental Hospital. I stupidly voted for her. Now I was on the
voted for. Honestly, I watched her on Port Charles before they canceled it.
Oh, it got stupid. Yeah.
Before the vampires came and every damn thing else that happened on that show. No.
No.
Like I said, the way DH is going right now, it's going to, if they keep dragging this out, I don't know how much longer they're actually going to put, how much longer it's actually going to, put up with anything. The ratings are going down. They're not holding. Their ratings are not stable. Their demos are not stable because last week they went up in one demo and down in another.
Okay.
The week before last, they went up in one demo, down in one demo.
Okay. Zeno Hospital, you hearing us? You know, you guys are screwing up every good thing you have. And you know what cover works. You know what cover doesn't work. Why don't you get off your butt, Brian Fonz, and do something about it? Because you know what? You are losing so many good views, and you are losing so many people and I have watched you for 25, 30 years, and you guys are being dumb.
Yep, and the thing is that the demo that they really need to concentrate on, which would be the 18 to 49, that would be me. I would fit into, actually, I can fit into both demos for them. And I have the money. My kids, I have a 17-year-old daughter and I have a 14-year-old daughter. They get their money from me.
You don't seem old enough to have a 17 and 19-year-old daughter. You sound so young.
I have a 14-year-old daughter and a 17-year-old daughter, and I'm 36. So, yeah, I had my children early, so. Yeah.
Wow.
I had my first daughter when I was 19, and I have my youngest daughter at 21. So, yeah, I have two children. But, see, the thing is the way that I'm, you know, the way I feel about being disrespected, that my opinion doesn't matter, and that's the thing. That's what I feel that's the way they're treating the fans who've stuck around and been loyal for 15, 20, 25, 30, 40 years. You know, I've been through I've been a fan of almost every damn soap that it's been out there. All the ones that have been canceled. I watched. You don't get it. See, some of your daytime viewers are also your primetime viewers. And if I stop watching daytime, I'm sure enough gonna stop watching primetime. So where does that leave you?
And you're right, because you know, the Night of Passion, when they came together and Stan, you know, the Flub was sleeping with Rick, I thought, okay, you guys, give us a damn friggin' story. And the thing is that other couple, they have never really even looked at, I mean, Jason would never, if Jason still had a brain left, he would never take her back. Even with the Rick crap, as much as Sonny and Jason both hated Rick, come on. You know, Jason hated Rick, and Sam slept with him. And in my eyes, it's like, okay, that's double disloyalty in Jason Morgan's, you know, head. And then you take back that slut that sleeps with Rick, who, you know, I mean, I'm not putting Rick sometimes I wanted to strangle him. But he was a good bad guy to, you know, run that. And right now I don't understand why they are not bringing Jerry back yet, because they are bringing the mom back, but they are not bringing Jerry back. And I'm thinking, Jerry is a big part of the storyline that is happening, and I'm, you know what, not that I want to see Jerry get what he deserves, I was just surprised that Jerry wasn't coming back for this storyline, too. You know, I mean, you know, it's like they didn't bring Laura back for this Cassidine Spencer role, and I'm thinking, okay, she's a very big part of it, but you didn't bring her back. She's like 75% why the Cassidine and Spencers are feuding. But you're not going to bring Laura back? You're going to say she's with Scott Baldwin? Okay, just like...
Well,
she has
other commitments right now.
Okay, well, but just like... You know, the whole thing with Luke about him sleeping with Holly. You know, okay, please tell me when that really happened, because I think they may up in their ass to bring on Ethan. I don't think he ever really slept with Holly and had a kid with Holly. That is just my opinion. May we roll that story?
Well, I don't know. It's the way it is, it's going to be, I don't know. I'm hoping, because they keep pushing everything back, so I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen. But like I said, I don't want the current couples right now are killing the show. I can't watch it because of that.
Well, yeah.
I can't watch it right now.
Yeah, you know, and then you cannot watch, Dave's on live, so,
Well, I'm waiting. I can't watch Dave's live. Like I said, I can't watch it live because I'm a big Lumi fan. I can't support the show.
I hear you.
As long as EJ is there, I just can't get past it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do keep up with the show. But I can't wait to see. I want to see. Well, I'll watch it on NBC.com or YouTube it. But until I see definite proof that Lucas is going to make his way back to Sammy, that's when I'm going to, you know, that's what
well,
I'm
yeah,
watching.
And before I forget, because Christy will kill me, I don't feel like dying. You know Christy, right, over at...
Yeah.
Okay, well, she's having a contest. And for the YouTube contest and, for, like, all the great moments of Jason and Liz and all that. So fans out there, send Christy your idea. I mean, not your ideas, but your favorite Jason and Liz moments, you know, over the past 10 years. And you can send it to liaisonradio@hotmail.com. And she's also working on Jason and Liz's t-shirts for, like, say, Raids On. And if anyone out there has some really good creative design t-shirts for her, please email her that there, because she doesn't have a show this week, and I don't think she will next week, and she's back on the 14th. So, yeah.
Let's see, what else? I don't know. There's like, I've been over every soap that I'm actually watching. Like I said, I watch and I DVR every CBS soap. And right now on Golden and Beautiful, I'm loving that Bill Spencer and Katie Logan. I can't stand the Logan girls, but I really want Katie to be with Bill. I want her to actually trump over her sisters. I really do, because I don't like Brooke, and I sure don't like
Donna.
Donna, nope.
Okay.
I can't stand Brooke Logan because she messed up my couple, which would be Taylor and Ridge.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, Tanya, do you have this fate of loving all these couples that end up really giving you the theft? Because, you know,
yeah,
all
I
you
know.
Couple. Okay.
Yeah, I've been through this thing with Ridge and Taylor and Brooke for what?
20 years?
Been doing the same for 20 years, yeah. I've known
yeah.
it, you know what? The only time that I've actually liked Brooke being with Ridge is when Taylor was supposed to be dead. That's it.
I like Nick, and probably the reason why I like Nick is because, you know, he's ex, you know, general hospital person. But I've always thought. I did like Nick and Brooke together, and, I mean, I did like that. But if it was such a push and pull, you know, the whole triangle with Nick, Brooke, and Wiz, it was always, I mean, every soap has this stupid triangle. And I wish for once it would not be such a complicated triangle. Just get the freaking couple together and get our couple back together ASAP. And there you have it.
Mm. Well, I'm just, I don't know. I'm pretty much, I'm not good. I can't go back to watch a General Hospital until Jason and Elizabeth are reunited in a real storyline. I can't watch the current couples. I can't even watch General Hospital. I won't support anything. I'm still watching it. I like Young and the Restless. Well, I'm loving Young and the Restless and As the World Turns, because those are the only two stories that keep me interested. I also like Days, but until what's the name gets to, what's the name? Lucas and Sammy get something going, and where they can finally bring out the paternity that Johnny is actually Lucas's son, not freaking EJ's.
Yeah, that's another thing. I've never believed that Ronnie was Demiurge. Come on, people, I've never believed, that ever in my whole entire life. I miss my couples, just like you miss your couple. I miss my couples, and they've just taken my heart and opened my heart up and stomped on it so many times, but I still hold on for hope because I feel like they are coming because they have nowhere else to go. But up with our couple.
I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just going to wait and sit back and be surprised.
Well, I don't read any more spoilers because I just 89% of them are wrong. Sometimes I'm like the 11% is, right. But, I feel... when you send me, the good spoilers, I would love to read them. I just don't like reading bad spoilers because reading bad spoilers makes me want to punch the wall sometimes.
I don't have, I read all the spoilers. I just can't take it. These days, I just take it as a grain of salt. I just wait until I see it on YouTube or I read it in the recaps. Until then, I'm not going to, I can't. I've had enough time. I've had over a year to get mad. I'm tired of being mad anymore. All I know is I'm going to fight for my couple until I get them.
Yeah, and that's how I feel. That's how exactly. I mean, I'm still watching it because, there are a couple of people I love on there. So, but I feel like if people need a, band, GH, whatever for them, that's what they need to do for them. But when they start telling all the fans what to do, that's when I'm like, wait a moment. Yeah, we want our couple back together, but when you, say we should do a permanent band, that's hard for me. So it's just, I think we are going to get it. And, I wish Nick would, go to Spoon Island, never to be found again. And lucky too, by the way.
They put his son there enough. He never comes out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm never like the Nick character. I'm never like the lucky character.
I don't be bothered with any of them. The dark dork doesn't do anything for me. JJ being luckless doesn't do nothing for me. I don't like neither one of them. Don't care. I want Jason with Elizabeth. I mean, we waited 10 years. It's time for them to finish this love story out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have 5 minutes remaining. I just wanted to, this is good. I mean, 347-850-8721 if anyone wants to call us up and debate us. But remember, if you're debating a Jason and Liz fan, you better know your facts, people, because we want our couple back. And, I've been liking Young and the Restless for the last year or two. And I just want to see where they are going to go with this Addictive Patty how many people that, you know what Victor did, but you know, is Victor gonna pay? Oh, is Victor gonna get off? I mean, I love Victor Newman, don't get wrong, but when you heard that he was leaving, I almost thought, oh, they're gonna kill him off, but presumed dead. But now that he's staying, I'm just wondering what they're gonna do for him, or to him, or whatever.
I don't know, but.
Okay, and, yeah, I mean, and Dave is good, you know. Yesterday was the first time, and today for like 5 minutes, so I actually watched it. You know, because when you have breaking news in Seattle, ABC is the one that takes so gosh darn long to go back to regular programming. And even though, even our CBS affiliate just took over the 2 o'clock hour and did not even put Let's Make a Deal on here. They just ran for like 45 minutes of more news. So people, I still think it was a mistake taking Guiding Light off. I mean, I wasn't like the biggest Guiding Light fan, but, you know, I miss it and... It was good, and but you know, I think you're gonna see a lot of Guiding Light people go either Dazed or Young and Restless. That's what I feel.
I've been watching. You know what, Guiding Light, they had their problems. They had their problems.
Yeah.
But like Grant Alexander said, if you take the audience, your viewers will forgive if you go. You age a teenager up to, what, 15 cents? I mean, you know, up to 15, send them in there as a teenager and bring them back as an adult. They'll forgive you for that. But once you take a core character out of and write them out of character, they won't forgive that. And
no,
as
no.
they've seen by the ratings, they're not forgiving it. We don't want to see Jason and Sonny, who are the three lead, Jason, Sonny, and Luke, the three leading men.
The three leading men dating are being
they've written out a character. And
yeah, yeah, and you know what? You know, even, you know, I don't mind the Luke and Tracy thing because Laura is not back. But if Laura was on the campus, I would say Luke and Laura has to be back together. But the Boys Club will not get, you know, Zini Francis back. So it angers me once again that Bob Gosa and Franz, you know, doesn't think Zini Francis could be written back besides things to good. Okay, we have 2 minutes remaining. And Tanya, I would love it if you would call on Monday or Wednesday so you can call both. Because you have been such a wonderful guest and you have made 90 minutes feel go by like 1 second because you are so awesome to talk to about things like this. It's just, you know, it's like you've been reading what's on my mind with the whole ZH thing, and I think it's amazing.
Well, I'm glad to be on here, and I told you I would call. I told you I'd call.
Yeah, and you have an open invitation, and if you ever want to become my co-host for night, let me know, email, and you have my daytime, 1976@yahoo.com, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, yeah, email me with the spoilers, and we will talk later, but we have 1 minute remaining. So, all of you Jason and Liz fans, don't worry, we will give them back, and Britt, say whatever you need to say for the last minute.
All right.
Nothing new.
On, Boo.
I like Curly and Boo finally like having the scenes together this week. It was actually the first time that I've enjoyed Crystal Chappelle since she came back, so that was kind of nice.
Oh. I wish I could watch it live, but I can't. I watch it on YouTube, but I mean, I love her as Carly, and I want to see her and Hope go at it over Bo.
Yeah.
But I'm not, I can't watch it live until I see Lucas and Sammy make their way to each other. Other than that, nah. You won't get me
okay,
that
well,
much of that show.
We have 15 seconds. So everyone just hang in there. I feel like I hate when they say that in my ear. I just hang on tight, and we are going to give what we want because I have faith. So everyone have a good week, and we will be back on Wednesday. No, Monday.
All right. Viva les hommes.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
I'm Britt. Brittany? Britt?